Representative Lance Gooden, Trump's executive orders give Democrats what they say they want. By Robert Krajicek on August 10, 2020. Democrats should be celebrating President Donald Trump's executive orders regarding financial relief related to the coronavirus outbreak given their stated support of such policies, said Representative Lance Good, RTX, offering his comments on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. Trump issued his directives on Saturday, including a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions for all single-family mortgages insured by the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, and deferment of certain payroll tax obligations. Democrats criticized Trump's executive actions while posturing as if they support financial relief for Americans due to economic damage wrought by decreed shutdowns, Gooden remarked. Representative Lance Gooden said, "In this particular case, the president is putting out orders doing things that the Democrats actually wanted all along. So they should be celebrating the executive orders on the evictions, the unemployment, and the student loan payments. Why aren't Democrats celebrating, for the good of the nation, that they're getting what they want? The answer is because President Trump did it," answered Gooden, describing Democrats as reflexively opposed to the president. "If President Trump does something, even if it's something they agree, they can't support it because it's coming from him. Listen." Gooden continued, "Whether you're a fan of executive orders or not, Trump was in a place where he really had no other choice. And I admire him for continuing to fight and get things done. I don't think we can count on Congress to accomplish much between now and November." Polack invited Gooden's assessment of the political landscape in Texas in terms of the 2020 election. Gooden offered an assessment of the state of play for congressional elections in the Lone Star State. He said, "It feels like there is a lot of energy on the Democrat side. Every 2 years for the last 10 years, we've heard Democrats say, this is our year. I think this year, both Republicans and Democrats believe that if there really is a time for it to be the Democrats' year, it's now, because it does seem to be a perfect storm with respect to money and turnout and energy on the Democratic side." Gooden continued, "I just don't know that the numbers are going to be there for Democrats. They seem to underestimate the engagement of rural voters that really managed to turn out. They turned in the big way 4 years ago. They will absolutely turn out in this way. Rural voters across Texas, for the most part, are conservative. I think the president's going to be fine," Gooden said of the upcoming presidential election. "He may not win as big as he did 4 years ago, because we've got so much outside money pouring into state house races. The Obama crowd are pouring, I think, close to 100 plus million, up to a billion, perhaps, of money into down ballot races." Gooden went on, "So Joe Biden's not even as worried about spending money in Texas because he's got so much help from outside groups that are trying to take over the Texas state house with rural redistricting. But I do think that energy is going to also drive out conservatives and a lot of Republicans that maybe didn't vote in the midterms 2 years ago. They're absolutely going to turn out and vote this next time around," concluded Gooden. "So, I'm not really worried about Texas. In fact, I would love for Joe Biden to move past some of the swing states and pour more money into Texas, but I don't think he's going to make that bet." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.